Hey, Whore Hive. This week's episode is brought to you by none other than Adam and Eve. We all like free shit, and so we finna give you some. Right now, you can get 50% almost any one item at adamandeve.com using our promo code WD50. Here's where the free shit come in. They give you some DVDs, they give you a gift for him, a gift for her, and a gift for both of y'all motherfuckers to share. So I don't know what it is, maybe some handcuffs, maybe a blindfold, something that both of y'all can enjoy. But they give it to you for free. Also, they include free shipping and handling. Because I know I hate paying the extra $3, $4, $5 for shipping. I feel like I need to be getting something for this. So go over now to adamandeve.com and use our promo code WD50 and save again 50% almost any one item and get all that motherfucking free shit. Now let's get on with the show.
Boom.
What up? Oh, what's good?
What's going on?
That was great.
Thank you.
You're so
welcome.
Good at your job.
Welcome, guys.
Good at a midday job at a popular hip hop station.
Shit. Oh, welcome, guys. What a, all of that. This is another episode. We here again with Horrible Decisions. It is just me, your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Pet the Stallion, a.k.a. That Bitch, a.k.a. I really ain't getting no dick right now, but we're going to talk about that.
That's a long AK.
Weezy actually is on her way to the studio. She was getting dick in Miami, and apparently because of the fucking weather, flight got canceled, then delayed, then canceled. She had to buy like two other flights today. Just a whole lot of mess. So Weezy may or may not come in midway through this episode, but I'm super excited because I am joined with two of my friends, two of my creative very wonderful, very melanated.
Ooh.
So black.
So black.
Yeah.
So before we get into a little catch up on my sexless sex life, I wanted to introduce the two of you. So I am sitting across from Latasha and Jameer. Can you please introduce yourselves to our audience and let them know who
go
you
ahead,
are?
Friend.
Sam.
Go ahead, thigh me. Ow, I see your birthmark.
You don't. Only a special few can see that.
Hey.
Yeah. It's in my hootas and my tootas.
Okay.
All right.
Didn't all right.
I'm just Latasha. I am on YouTube. You guys can subscribe and follow me there. I'm also a cast member on The Grapevine TV.
Yes.
And I'm also a filmmaker. Catch seasons 1 and 2 of Sit Black and Relax on Amazon Prime and sitblackandrelax.com.
Sit Black and Relax is beautiful.
Thank you.
That
I'm
is
punny.
Fucking creative.
I'm really
shit.
Punny.
Really
yeah.
Dope
that is dope as shit. And I'm not going to lie. Now I'm going to really need your help because I told you I'm having a problem with thinking of titles for some other shit I'm working on. So
she's girl. Amazing with titles.
Yeah. I'm,
she's amazing with titles.
Thank you for
she's
telling
incredible.
Me. Yeah. And you guys probably know Jameer as well. Jameer, where may our listeners know you from?
From Brooklyn, if you're from there. nah. My name is Jameer Pond. I'm a content creator and a host and just a genius a little bit.
I want you to say that louder, actually.
I'm a genius.
Yeah.
Ha! Nah, you might have seen me on BET, on Stars, on BuzzFeed, and also The Grapevine. Shout out to The Grapevine.
Shout out to The Grapevine.
Yeah, tell them why we together, friend. Why are
we
doing this show
together?
Oh, we got
a show called We Shall Love a Chug. It's
boom.
The show
which
that
I was a guest on.
Yes.
And I had a great ass time.
We learned such a fun fact about you.
Uh-oh, wait.
That you know all the capitals of every state in like
alphabetical
order.
I'm really geeky and nerdy. I can't get words right for shit on this show.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things. I was probably in kindergarten, and if y'all from Florida, we got to do the FCAT. So they make us learn all these random shits in Florida because the FCAT is the Florida Comprehension Assessment Test that you have to take in order. Even if you get all A's all year in certain grades, if you don't pass this standardized test, you get held back.
What age do you learn Stand Your Ground?
Oh.
Okay. Here we go. You see what I'm talking about?
That was a good one.
So that is not.
That was a good one.
Mind you, I'm not sure if you also. I'm not sure
Florida,
if you looked
the Kingsland
up.
The Kingsland of the USA.
I'm not sure if you looked up, but Florida is not the place where we brag about our education.
No.
This country is not where we brag about our education.
Florida,
it's really sad.
Matthews, twerking.
Yeah.
And standing ground.
Yeah.
Three things.
But I wanted to do a quick catch up kind of with what's going on with me. Me and Latasha just had a drink before coming here.
Didn't have to do that.
It's crazy.
Didn't
have
to say
you
that.
Because you don't be drinking. The last time we went to the beer hall, you was like, eh,
also,
I have
I'm
water.
Pussy now that you can spread my business. Got
I mean,
you.
My bad. Yeah, you pussy nigga.
Wow. She said it.
No, but so Latasha and I were talking, and I think even the last time we recorded for The Grapevine, I told y'all, like, my love life has been pretty non-existent. I'm not even getting dick, so I feel like I'm not doing what I need to do with a show like this.
Gotcha.
Has your sex become performative for your creative endeavors?
So here's the thing. We have to do things for research purposes, I feel like.
Oh, you're right. Fucking on brand.
You right. know?
Fucking is on brand.
Yes, and so
is.
Now I feel like I'm going to be the one on the show that talks about a sex life with sex not being there. So two weeks ago, I got my wisdom teeth removed and I ended up with trismus, which is a severe case of lockjaw. And so I really thought that the Lord, I thought the Lord told me, bitch, you've been sucking enough.
Right.
Your mouth is going to be out of commission for the rest of the year.
You thought God said.
I thought God did.
He closed his bitch mouth. Because she's wilding.
He went from Yahweh to no way.
Oh, no.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, no. That's what you thought happened?
No, I'm not going to lie. I literally was like, he did this shit on purpose.
Absolutely.
God was just looking
like,
one day
so I've like, been talking to him like,
absolutely.
I've been doing my little jaw exercises. And I'm like, I can't even fit an Asian dick in my mouth right now.
All right.
Like,
that's racist.
Whoa.
Is it? If you look, okay, so I said
I didn't do a census of dicks, so I have no idea.
Wow.
I mean,
I don't
is
know.
That racist? Because they're known to have small penis sizes.
No,
it's not
we
racist
declared it.
When it's a fact.
It's not a
they
fact.
Have, they have smaller penis sizes
it's a stereotype.
In comparison to
and
other.
You're doubling down.
Like they're intelligent.
You said that's why
they're
so aerodynamic. Double that's why
down.
They're able to kick and move and fly.
You know, the no. CEO of Adam.
You know, that's why they're so smart. Like they put their
phone. Okay. All right. Okay.
Can we could actually reel it in right
it
about
in.
Here? Because this was the line.
We've lost control.
This was the line?
So.
We've lost.
I wanted. What? I can't say these things. Okay, sorry, y'all. Apparently, I'm being problematic again. And everyone is telling me to chill. Okay, my bad.
I do not know.
Go see Crazy Rich Asians. Now playing on all your streaming services.
Fuck y'all. So, I wanted to bring up to where I'm like, okay,
it's
I can't.
Yellow Black
I can't suck dick.
Fuck.
You see what y'all do?
No,
you
I didn't do anything. Do?
Y'all doing it.
Shut up.
So,
man, that's bad.
As I'm talking to him about taking away my ability to suck dick, I think he didn't like the conversation very much because he also has cursed me from getting dick. Oh. And I want to tell you guys the lengths of which I attempted to get dick.
It was about 6 inches? Or
no. Well, his dick is good, but this is the
length
that
lengths
I went.
You went
the lengths that
went
I went to, okay. To get dick. So, I'm just, listen,
shut
listen.
Up. Horrible indecision.
So, no, listen. I'm telling you. So, I'm chilling at home. As y'all know, there was like a snowstorm in New York and it snowed for like 2 days. Not really in the Bronx. I don't know if it's because we ain't by water or the snow just is scared of the Bronx, but
yes.
We ain't really get much snow.
Y'all high up.
The snow wasn't really
like
there.
Altitude.
So I'm like,
a lot of murders
I'm like, what are y'all talking about? Canceled flights. Nigga, it's raining. It ain't snowing. Like, I don't even see nothing white on the ground. I'm like, the Bronx is still Bronx. It ain't a white Bronx. So I'm like, bet. So this nigga hit me up. We go to sexting. He's like, I'm horny. I'm like, I'm horny too. He's like, you be playing. I'm like, no, I'm not. He's like, come to Denver. This is at 5 p.m. on
come
in
no
the
way.
Evening. So he literally, listen.
Denver's in the Bronx?
Listen.
Is that where, that's where Kanye made his album.
No,
that's not.
Oh.
There's
Denver
not a
where?
There's not
Harlem?
A Denver. There's not a Denver in Harlem.
Oh, my God.
He said, come to Denver. This
Denver's
is
the capital of what?
Denver,
she knows.
I don't, it's Colorado, but I don't know if that's. I think
Denver,
that is
Colorado.
It is the capital, right?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
We got to test her.
But wait, no. Wait, let me correct that. I don't know all of the capitals of the states. I know all of the states in alphabetical order.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. Anyways, right. It's a random thing to know. Why the fuck did my mind pick that up?
It's amazing.
Anyways, so he hits me at 5 o'clock and is like, come to Denver. I'm like, do you realize it's snowing on the East Coast? Like, I don't think I'm going to get out. Like, I heard flights is canceled. He said, not all the flights. So
he wasn't wrong.
The most niggerous answer, right?
Yeah.
Not all the Ubers is not moving.
Just some. So he's like, look up a flight and see if there's any flights available. So I look up the flights and I find a flight and I only fly Delta. So I find a flight on Delta. It leaves in 2 hours and 45 minutes. So within 20 minutes of us sexting and him telling me to come to Denver, I'm like, you know what? I'm horny. I ain't got nobody here. Fuck it. I'm going to go to Denver. So to Denver for some dick from New York. So I'm like, bet. So I look up the flight. It's $1,100. He said, get it. Say less. So I get the flight. I'm heading to the airport. I have the slowest Uber in the world. Thank God I left. He was Asian, actually. Sorry.
I don't understand.
Crazy rich Asian.
Listen, I get to the airport in time. It's lit. So I board my flight. I'm letting him know I'm on my flight. See you soon. I land. At this point, I land at like 10:35. So I'm like, all right, bet. 10:35, solid. We got time to kick it, do some things, get a little freaky dicky. So mind y'all, here's the craziest part. Okay. I landed at 10:35. Do y'all want to know what time my flight was leaving?
What time your flight leaving?
10:50 the next morning.
What?
So I was about to fly to Denver for 12 hours to get some dick. These are the lengths I have to go to get dick right now. Can y'all not look at me so crazy?
Denver?
Please. Shit. Please.
I be thinking about a train ride that I don't think right. I'm taking.
Like the Bronx?
Shit. God. Well, anyways, you want to go half of my pool?
Anyways, long story short, this is how the curse worked. Unfortunately, I sat on the runway for 3 hours.
No.
And due to federal regulations, once you sit in a plane for so long, you have to return back to the gate. So I returned back to the gate. By this point, my flight was supposed to be at 7:45. It was about 11 o'clock.
Damn.
And so I hit him. I'm like, I'm not coming there. I won't get there till 4 a.m. So I got a refund. No dick for me. Went home and played with myself miserably. And at this very moment, my coochie is fed up with this monogamous relationship that it has with my fingers. And they fighting because my coochie is like, sis, I didn't sign up for this monogamous ass motherfucking relationship.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So there's me.
You're
having
still doing manual labor. I respect it.
This manual labor is actually driving me nuts. But if you guys,
Mandy's first pun.
You know, bitch, listen.
Oh shit!
That was good. You caught that. You caught that. You caught that. If you guys were, you know, maybe not wanting an episode with just me, you got it. Yay. I'm joined with my co-host who made it from the airport. So I don't know if she wants to introduce herself, but she has a horrible decision. So while I'm not getting sex, she's getting a lot of it. So
I've been hopping on dicks, I'll tell you that.
Hopping on and off them, absolutely.
I know. How else am I going to fucking keep this brand up? I legit almost didn't make some of my horrible decisions this weekend. And I thought, you know what? I haven't had a juicy episode in a while.
Are y'all able at this point? Able to have sex and get the dick that you want and the lips that you want without thinking about...
Oh, I do all the time, yeah. That's why I haven't had sex. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to talk about maybe me not getting dick, but I'm not going to just get dick just to get it.
You're not like in the moment going ham and you're like, this would be great for the show.
I've never thought about
it. If it's really good, I'll be like, oh, I'm going to tell this shit.
I'm sorry, I got you in
the
what?
In the wigwam.
It was a lot.
In the wigwam?
I'm not saying it was fully the reason that I made my horrible decision, but I will just say this. Had a great week. Guy I'm dating, Old Bay, came for Thanksgiving, met my mom. We headed up to Miami for the weekend. I was gonna say what happened until I realized I probably shouldn't because I did something with a listener from this show.
Oh, wow.
And that bitch probably is the reason I have a fever.
Oh, wow.
But I will say, I was thinking about it all weekend, and I was like, because I tweeted about it, because I was so excited, and it was so much fun, and I was like, you know what? That wouldn't be right. I don't know her number, so it's not like I could ask her for consent to talking about her, so I probably shouldn't do it.
But y'all do nicknames anyway.
Yeah, but...
And she got you sick.
We were in the all spot, dog.
Let's call her, let's call her Herpo for short.
Herpo?
Nigga, no!
No?
Not that.
It's not herpes. Because it's not herpes.
But it's also not herpes.
Exactly. Oh, we don't know what it is.
You don't get fevers with herpes.
You don't?
No, this is some herpophobia, okay?
Herpophobic.
Herpophobic. But I will tell you this.
I think I'm providing representation and visibility.
It was really wild. I woke up and I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
It was overnight.
There was this, it was a thing. It was a thing.
All right, see, now that's problematic. Bye.
That's what we
have.
Bye. To draw
12, okay? I said
she
I woke up.
A day.
It ended around like 7 a.m. and then I woke up. Look, all I'm gonna tell you
how
is.
Many letters in HIV? Three. What's three times four? 12.
Stop doing math.
What kind of fucking home math
what
is this?
What does four represent?
Y'all.
It represents the size of a box. See, they
oh my God. Wow.
This is some Hotep shit right now.
Wow, that was pretty good.
Feel like you
it's Hortep. No, this is Hortep.
Hortep.
I feel like you about to cast it. What's happening there?
I heard y'all was in here, I had to come fuck with my people.
Shout out Mouse Jones.
Bye, Mouse Jones. Right.
In and out the building, just that fast.
Please leave.
That's what I heard about you. Almost in and out. That's what I heard about you.
I don't mean to take over your show. That's not what you heard about Mouse Jones.
I didn't hear that about you.
You told me that. There's a lot of things.
Well, I told you.
That. Oh, okay. Sorry. And it's not coming quick if I'm supposed to come.
You know what? Go away.
That's a Horotep tip. It's a Horotep tip.
Very Horotep.
Horotep tip.
Yeah. Love the horrible decisions. Love We Shall Overchug. There's some great black people. Well, one, two. There's about three black people amongst the four.
That is also mad.
Mouse, get out.
Buy our ticket to the Horrible Decision Show.
Can I be honest with you? Horotep tip of the day. I would love for that to be a new segment.
Yeah. Horotep, that's funny.
I've been like, every time I smoke weed, I've been doing a lot of writing lately, and I'm like, what could be a great new segment, right? And I was like, it's either hors d'oeuvres, and it'll be like, I don't know what it's going to be, but I really want to call it hors d'oeuvres. Mm. Or I like that Horotep tip of the day.
That was cute.
Well, I got to start thinking. If you guys like have a suggestion, let us know.
I'll just collect a modest 20% per.
There we go.
We'll get you a ticket to the show.
Any city you want, just pull up.
20%.
Oh, God.
Here to come. Hey, black women.
No, but it was a really wild weekend. I can't feel my throat. At first, I thought I had a bruised esophagus, but that wasn't the case. So, like, I've never.
That's dedication to dick, though.
Thank you.
Shout out to you.
But I thought I had a bruised esophagus after Old Bay flew back to New York. I went to Palace in Miami, the gay club, and I was telling everybody how my throat hurts. And they were like, oh, my God, girl, you probably was choking on dick. Especially if you go upside down, you can get a bruised esophagus. Mm. I was like, I had no idea. So here I am in the middle of this fucking gay club, like, do you see it? It was really ridiculous. But it inspired me to do an episode about sex injuries because I have another one. Oh. My nigga. In the middle of fucking, I got a pinched nerve. Yeah. Basically, I can't even pull up my pants without doing it like an old lady. Mm-hmm. My back is fucked up. Like, that's how much sex I had this weekend with my nigga.
Gets to walk away scot-free. Like, it's just...
Like, no. It's not going to be without a limp. It's not going to be without a sore throat.
That nigga won.
That's a lot.
He did.
It's like a war.
He won.
Yo, the battle and the war.
I didn't know if I was tearing up at one point during sex because of the pain or because, like...
Wheezy, this does not sound fun.
It was, though.
You promised you had a good time?
I really did.
Blink twice if you had a good time. Okay. That was three times. I counted three.
Yeah, you counted three.
I counted three. I can't believe my eyes worked.
Shit. But I will tell y'all one funny thing, because I can't really go into detail about what happened this weekend, but all I could tell you is someone had a busted lip. That's how rough shit got.
You almost lose a toenail. That was off mic.
Yeah, I'm that was.
You gotta keep it.
Yep.
Oh,
let's
talk
about it.
She almost lost her toenail.
No, no, no. Let me tell you. This is a show about horrible decisions.
I've never heard it before.
That toenail shit you're talking about? Yeah. That's that goddamn clip we need for Instagram.
How did you almost lose your whole big toe?
Oh, you guys are all gonna ask me?
Yeah. Bitch. I got strep throat from eating pussy. Goddamn.
I hope
maybe.
It's strep throat.
Right.
Something was in that pussy.
Oh God.
Hope she don't
so we waiting on the story, Latasha. Yeah, go ahead and share how you almost lost the toe.
Well, nail. I tried to perform an action on a reclining chair over the summer, and I forgot that you know we had had some drinks. I was tipsy, so logic was evading me at the time. Right? I said, "Now I'm gonna extend the chair." So we leaned back. Ah, it was sexy. It was like a whole movie. It was like, "Damn!" I was like, "That's fire!" Right? And I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna move on down." So I put all my weight on the foot of the chair, and the entire chair tipped over with my feet under it.
Yes, it did.
Landed my weight, the weight of the chair, everything on my big toe. My cuticle done slid back. Oh. I had a bruise.
My throat just
it don't feel better, don't it? Yeah.
So let me ask you, right? did y'all stop fucking at that point, or did you at least
no? Toe who?
We got nine more.
Toe who?
Fuck it.
Under the nail.
Oh, under the nail.
Under the nail. You know that little blood spot.
Oh my god, that shit scares the fuck out of me, bro.
So I think it's like grown out by now.
Both of y'all caught your nut, and then you were worried about your foot.
But the adrenaline probably made you not.
Well, I hate to be embarrassed, so I was like, oh, we good. My toe going off like ring, ring, ding, 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 ding. Bitch.
Survive 10 more minutes of this shit.
Warning. He was like, are you okay? I was like, no, I didn't even feel it. Like,
meanwhile, gangrene is setting in. Your toe is turning.
But you literally can't, like, and anything happens, like, where we're embarrassed, like, I done fell off the bed before. I done had to keep my wig on.
You just be like, I got hit when the wig slides. Listen, that should be so irritating.
We was walking and it's windy as hell outside, and she's like, this wig is holding off
the
deal.
This one is looser than the other ones. I think I got to tighten it.
I wanted to know that.
I saw a Jewish woman's wig slide once.
Fire.
And it was not you can start laughing. Them, are you? But let me just say,
this whole thing is about to be problematic.
I was so I'm the Jewish one, so it's fine.
Yeah, but I was talking about Asians earlier.
She sure was.
It was a whole. That. It was an arc.
Was it a stereotype like their penis is being small?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, there we go. No, that's
you've been here before.
Again, crazy rich Asians. Crazy rich Asians on Netflix. Really, really great movie.
Please stream. Please stream.
I mean, I don't.
The lighter Black Panther.
Yo, have you guys ever watched Asian porn?
No.
They seem fine to me.
I watch Asian women with Black men.
I've seen that too.
Yeah.
Why'd you say it's crazy?
Everything's blurred out. Yeah, they do blur it out.
Oh, I know. I like bukkake, and that's a lot of
Asian. I mean, unless it was filmed, in America, they have to blur out the genitals and stuff in a lot of,
We gotta find somebody that does porn in Japan. Shout out to Ray Lil Black. She's a Japanese porn star. It was my first, like, pay-for-porn person.
Fire.
Oh, my God. And it's so dope because she'll record in Europe. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can see her pussy. It's great. But I always wonder, like, damn, if you go back home, are you even gonna make money? And what happens to, like, OnlyFans? Like, what kind of shit is blocked?
Oh, so well, I have an emoji over it.
I mean, not even that.
When she gets one fan.
When I lived, when I lived in Asia, and even when I went to the Middle East, I had to use a VPN on my computer. There's, like, no porn allowed. None of the porn sites pop up. Like, you can't visit porn
that
over there.
Is troubling.
Yeah, it's stupid. Like, I literally had to reroute my IP address to either Europe or America in order to watch porn.
I just hate having to use my own imagination when I'm trying to please myself.
Bro, like,
so much work.
A tiger leap through that motherfucker,
it's
right?
When you
I got something on my attention. I don't know.
I'm not gonna front. Like, I've tried to practice. So in Japan it worked for me, but in Thailand it didn't. I think it's just more of those, like, little rinky. You know, that was fucked up to say too, I guess. But whatever. So it worked in one place for me and not in the other. And I will say, I had to really learn. I was in Thailand for 2 weeks with friends. I had to really learn how to, like, masturbate and enjoy. I also went to Morocco and had to masturbate on my own. And it's like, it took practice, but it made the orgasm stronger.
She's like, oh, look at me. I came all over the world. Just me, Weezy. Yeah.
Bro, my Tinder is so phony. It's like a serious flex of, like, I'm expensive. You need to know that.
I hated my European orgasm.
Yeah. But my Indian one was fucking amazing.
I haven't had it yet.
It was eclectic.
Y'all are both annoying.
It's ridiculous.
It was eclectic.
Meanwhile, I'm coming in fourth green.
Nigga.
Stroking one out.
I was coming in Morocco when the fucking prayer took call came.
Wow.
Who did what?
You heard me. And I was just like, okay, it's not my Allah.
Okay. All right.
We're gonna let's go ahead and get into our vanilla shit, guys. We're gonna go ahead and get into the vanilla shit this week. If you guys are a first time listener, vanilla shit is where we find sex in the news. Go figure. So for this week, our vanilla shit comes from the NewYorkPost.com, and it is the first male birth control injection that is almost ready for penises. The product is ready with only regulatory approvals pending. The trials are over, including extended phase 3 clinical trials, for which 303 candidates were recruited with a 97.3 success rate with no reported side effects, which I'm honestly jealous as fuck. How the fuck do you find a birth control with no side effects for men, and we're all out here fucking getting fat, getting acne, having mood swings, being fucking miserable just so that we don't get pregnant?
I think it's just long term. I don't think they've figured it out yet.
The product can safely be called the world's first male contraceptive. The birth control method, which lasts approximately 13 years, involves injecting a polymer called styrene malic anhydride. Listen, I looked on these.
I'm gonna just pull out
before, and I don't know what these into the vas deferens, effectively blocking sperm from leaving the from leaving the testicles. The shot, preceded by a dose of local anesthesia,
ew, is got, like, designed clear
to supplant a traditional vasectomy. Fun.
It can't stay in there.
That's, you can't even say paint my face. It's like glaze it.
Right.
13 years is too long, though. I could see somebody not doing it. It's like getting your fucking...
Yeah, 13 years is a long time. I don't know if I would... Yeah, that's long.
That's a
don't get
guy.
Me wrong. Like right I really now can't stand kids sometimes, but that's really long.
Like, even yeah. for a lot of the female birth controls, like the Mirena, and I don't even know if that one's approved as much anymore, but there's so many other types. Like, the five-year one, to me, is even a lot. Like, I just know where I was 5 years ago and where I might be 5 years from now.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, maybe I'll do the ring, but then the ring, you got to take in and out every, like, what, 27 days or something?
It's such a
it's
hassle.
It's just a lot. Like, it's I don't hassle. Know. Just, getting
people swear by that ring.
Yeah,
I don't
no,
want anything
I'm not.
In me
I'm
while something's going
I'm
in
not.
Me.
And then it shifts, and then someone has to you gotta help yourself, or someone's got to go in
gotta
there.
Got to go in
you.
There. My friend is on it now after just getting off of, she was on Mirena, or she had the copper thing in there for years. And
not
now she
dicks.
Has the ring, and it's literally fallen out. They've had to find it. Apparently, she squirts, so it shot across the room during one act, and they had to
something.
Find it.
As a man, that's a bragging right.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Shot that contraceptive all the way across the room. Yeah, my dick is powerful, Jack. I fucked. I'm saying Nouveau ring, just shoot.
If you ain't shooting Nouveau ring,
then
you
don't
fuck. It's
a Nouveau ring.
That's crazy.
It's my contraception. I need that.
No, I've never wanted something like diaphragms, rings, IUD. I got offered hella money to do an IUD post, like get it and do like 6 posts, right? Bruh. I did one phone call with these people. When they read me the side effects, I was like,
never mind.
This is the reason the call's an hour.
Right. Side effects, you can die.
Like, did you guys see the picture of the baby with the IUD on the side of his head?
Oh, no.
Yeah, he was. I've seen it before. Yeah, the birth control didn't work, so she got pregnant, and when the baby was born, the thing that was supposed to keep him from not coming was right in his head. Swear to God,
that's fucking
swear
disgusting.
To God. Yo, that's a beautiful.
Do they
thing.
Expire? Maybe hers was old, as she kept it in for 9 months. Clearly, so
I mean, maybe
do they expire.
I do think they like they stop being
so,
as
no,
powerful?
So I know that there's different ones you can get per year. Like there's one that you can get for 3 years, 5 years, 10 years. I believe those are the things. So maybe it was towards her end where she was supposed to get it taken out, and maybe she didn't.
It came out in the baby's head.
It came out in the baby's head.
You can sue for that, right?
Sue the child. Sue that baby for doing that.
You can't sue the baby.
You gotta sue the baby for number one being here. Because it's the reason why I did all this. You're not
supposed
to be. It's
not the baby's fault.
It absolutely is. No. You don't go past the ring. The ring says stop. That's
a man's sperm for being strong.
You're strong,
he probably,
yeah.
He probably was Caribbean.
Yo, can you imagine if you had a baby that went through all those hoops and he came out to just be like regular,
that's
mediocre person in life?
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And you were like, what? A million sperms and you get C's and D's?
Yeah, you can't do that.
How the fuck did this happen? You're fucking stupid.
You gotta be like Prince. You gotta play every instrument.
Everything.
Like, you better
find
the odds.
Yo,
I hate you.
Have you
if
ever
you
met...
die of blood,
that
we gotta
it.
Swear
they
up.
Peaked.
You can't just be blood. You
they
gotta
peaked.
Be.
That was the ultimate of their life.
They peaked.
That was it.
Peaked.
You beat.
Oh, it
peaked.
Was the beginning.
You
it was before
egg.
You like
that's
even
it.
Had fingers. I get what you're
wow.
saying.
Wow.
That was it. That was your greatest achievement, is getting an egg.
Have you ever met a kid that was like so smart and so good? You'd be like, wow, there's no way I'll make one of these, because that happens.
So I done jacked out all the lawyers. It's all over the place.
No, what's crazy is I met a child genius when I got hired for the Big Four accounting firm that I worked at. All of the first year trainees and us who got hired in the tax division all went to the training center together. So we're getting drunk, we're fucked up. One of the kids, well, it wasn't supposed to be a kid, one of the new hires was 18 years old.
Wow.
Mind you, were they masters? Graduated at like 15 years old, wasn't even old enough to drink, and we're all just like, I mean, but technically you smarter than a lot of us, like at 18,
TJ
didn't even make it in the company, now works for some government thing, because we're like, you're too smart to be here.
He's a cop.
Like, oh, he's smart as shit. He's literally a child genius.
Wow.
Like, doesn't drink, was still a virgin, literally just put all his shit into the books. And I was like, okay.
Damn, that's my friend either.
I fucked up.
I hope he didn't peak though, right?
What do you mean? You know what? I'm not. No.
He didn't pee.
He didn't pee.
That nigga going to be president. That nigga going to be president one day.
There's one thing
with
kids that's smart, though. I find that they have no, like, not common sense, but what's the word I'm looking for? There's a documentary called Class Divide. It's about the school avenues that's across from the projects in Chelsea.
Mm-hmm.
And so they go back and forth from, like, rich, smart kids that do fencing. They fucking play the violin. They speak Japanese. And then on the other side, they're in the project with these kids. The super rich kids, there's like no personality there.
Yeah.
They have no emotion. It's like the weirdest shit. The other kids, like, you can even see it in their eyes. They're happy. Then the other kid's like, oh my God, I got to go to Harvard. I got to learn Vietnamese. I got to get A's. I got to get more than A's.
Yeah.
And it's like, they're fucking going nuts.
Right.
I don't ever want a kid like that.
Because they never been punched in the mouth as a kid or joked on. Or,
I'm done with you.
You never had a
you
fight
go
on your,
the ringer.
You got to go through the ringer of life. If you haven't faced adversity, you don't know how to, when that shit hit, that's it.
When I hit my rock bottom moments, I kept thinking like, you know what? I'm broke. I went to jail. Here's an ankle bracelet. This is it. This is going to be my moment that I'll talk about when I'm famous. And I'll be like, no, you guys, I ate ramen.
Smooth facts.
I hope so.
I want to get into this week's kink of the week, and I want to give a shout out. This is actually on popdust.com. Which is dope because I got to record with you guys at the Popdust location.
So the kink of the week
for this week, I want to see if you guys can guess what it is.
Okay.
It is psychrophilia. What do you think psychrophilia stands
freezing
for?
Freezing something.
I was just thinking like a cryofacial.
Yeah. You so much fucking
in the cold. You got a phobia of fucking in the cold.
So, for this kink of the week, I chose it specifically because we just got done with a snowstorm. And on the way here, I told Latasha that my face was burning. It was so cold. And so, not for people who find pleasure thanks to psychrophilia. This sexual arousal comes from being cold or watching others freeze.
Wow.
While the majority of folks like their loving hot and heavy, psychrophiliacs would rather get a brain freeze than a hard-on. Yeah, this is some weird shit. Eskimos aside, it seems unusual that being cold would arouse anyone. We've all heard about the cases of unwanted shrinkage, and getting undressed in order to get it on would be uncomfortable at best in sub-zero temps. Goosebumps and frostbite seem less than sexy, and numb fingers would make for a clumsy makeout session. But this is what psychrophilias are into. And I actually thought it was funny because Meg Thee Stallion just posted that she actually can't sleep unless it's really, really hot, which I'm not going to lie. Before having sex, even if it's cold outside, I turn on my AC. I like for it to be cold when I'm fucking, but because I know I'm going to get hot. I still don't think I'm going, like, I wouldn't be interested in fucking like in the outside temperatures. No. But during the summer, I'd be like, ooh, let's go find somewhere to go fuck behind the building.
I have a small fantasy with like a cabin, but it's got to be like some exclusive bougie shit, and then I would fuck in the cold. Like, put me in that like hot ass, you know, when you see those like pictures of people.
Oh, like in Iceland. Yeah. I would do that.
Well, like a Reykjavik, and they do, what was I in the Poconos, and like, oh, what, you been there?
Wait, what?
No, I didn't know what that was. Reykjavik.
Oh, because it's spelled weird.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
It looks like Reja Havoc.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that, a cabin?
That's like the Blue Lagoon Iceland shit.
When you see people. Okay. I'm from Brooklyn. I ain't even gonna lie.
I didn't know what they was talking about.
It's like one of them is gonna find answer they're looking
I
for.
I thought this was an STD you catch in the cold. Yeah, I didn't like, know what Reykjavik really. Look, we
are. Just a very cold virus.
That's probably what that bitch probably gave me Reykjavik.
Yeah, you got Reykjavik.
Yo, shout out to our listener, Melanie, the one I ran into on the plane. That bitch gave me Robitussin on the flight. Wow. Legit handed me a little shot cup. I was like, oh, thanks. And she was like, nah, it's medicine.
Get well, sis.
I don't know. I never imagined having sex in the cold.
Yeah, nope, not for me. Yeah. So
that sounds like privilege. You got to have a certain
amount
of privilege.
You get to choose.
You mean it sounds white?
You get to choose inconvenient.
Let's go with that.
I don't know about privilege.
I don't know.
But it definitely sounds white.
Because privilege and white go to hand in hand together.
Yeah.
They do. And they choose weird shit. They choose inconvenient and uncomfortable things to get off on. And it's just like, we have it hard enough.
That's true.
Just being us. Right. And we don't want to make things more difficult than they need to be.
Right. I've seen my penis in the cold. Right. I do not like the way it looks. Right.
I mean, but that might actually turn some people on. Like to see the shrink,
to see my dick go inward.
So what's crazy? This is really weird. But I do not that I like flaccid dicks or shrunk dicks. But like the dicks that I fuck are massive. But it's so weird because they start off so small. So I really enjoy fucking them, seeing them be really, really big. Then once they come, playing with how small it is. And I'd be like, oh my God, it got so little. Like, how does it get so big? And I actually like those conversations after.
Have you seen a dick that has been in the freezing cold? Because that's a different feeling.
No.
You haven't seen two balls go and make one medium ball?
It made
ball?
One.
Wait,
it
ball.
One
it
ball?
Does make
Hello.
One.
Yes.
Hold on. Yeah. You, look, wait. We our camera, you're not looking it up,
cold
are you?
Dick.
I know you like to pull show up on the screen. I'm like, you're not looking up frozen balls, are you?
I am.
Just that screenshot.
Just point at
cold frozen penis.
Wow. Yeah,
F-A-I-A-G. I mean, we're about to find out.
No, but look, he's looking up frozen balls, and it's looking like it's just snowballs and stuff.
Oh,
okay. Well, that's
say
not
frozen testes.
Damn it!
Oh, what is so? It's so wholesome.
Try frozen.
What is that? I've always been curious to know if you can describe it. Like when people talk about when they can't come or like blue balls and how their dick goes back up. You just said like the balls turn into one ball.
Yeah.
Tell me about what that feels like.
It feel like your balls got really old really quick. Like they just tucking themselves in the sarcophagus and just stay like this.
Nigga, like a mummy? Like a mummy?
Like a nut mummy. Just, a testy mummy just.
But what does it feel? Does it feel like it's a cramp? Tight. Like a pain?
It's tight. It's tight. It's
a do you have pressure to massage it? Like, how do you get blue balls from not being blue balls?
In hot water. You gotta be in a hot weather.
You gotta put them in the microwave.
You gotta, thaw your dick.
You gotta thaw your balls. You have to thaw out your testes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, does rubbing them or do you have to get in like a hot shower? How do you get rid of blue balls?
Blue balls.
How do you get rid of blue balls? Yeah.
Blue balls are different. You wanna know how you warm up the frozen balls.
Oh, you got. I would like take a hot shower and then your balls like drop and separate. No. The last thing you're thinking about when it's freezing outside is jacking off. Typically, because you can't grab your dick. It looks like. And mine, when it's real
like
cold.
A shy turtle.
It looks like a Palmolive bottle when it goes not in. Right. It's like, no, not the girth. But I'm saying it goes in at the top and then it shrinks in the base
and then it comes
back out. Like towards the end of it.
Not
I'm like,
a Palmolive bottle. Are you a grower, not a shower?
I'm a little bit of.
Rock and roll.
No. I don't know. I can't compare my dick to anybody else's.
When it's young.
But when it get grown, that shit is impressive. I'm not going to lie to you.
I'm serious. In this last year and a half, I spent a lot of time with Jameer. And we have spoken about his penis more times than I care to.
Like, first of all, it's mad handsome. You got a handsome penis.
I wouldn't know that. And handsome. I also didn't ask. Sorry. But we talk about your penis a lot.
So I would say it's sturdy. Like at
not when, a sturdy
it's
dick.
Very sturdy.
You know what? I'm not listening.
It's reliable.
These adjectives.
It's like a Civic. It's reliable. Sturdy.
Yo, I'm gonna be real with you. Civics never break.
Yo, they never break down.
You do Honda.
I sold my
Honda
fucking Civic for $800 when I moved to New York, mainly because the window wouldn't go down. It was a really shitty Civic. I'm in Orlando this week for Thanksgiving. Pass my Civic. How do I know it's mine? Because there was a Jesus sticker on the gas thing. And not that I don't.
It was just saying hi.
I'm not a Jesus girl, but I was so scared to take it off. I really think that shit is the only thing keeping that Civic together, bro.
Jesus.
You know how shitty your car got to be if you sell it for $800? And honestly, it wasn't a good deal. Like, I oversold.
You owe me at least.
Still too much,
bro. Yeah. People used to shade me so much in Orlando because I was always traveling. I had a really nice apartment, but my car was shitty, and it was like, duh, 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 duh. And I was like, but this is how I can afford to live in a luxury car.
Was it paid off?
Yes.
All right then.
I probably paid $1,000.
Yeah. That was like my baby. My little Hyundai Sonata was a chuck chuck.
Hyundai Sonata
was my first car, and it went all the way to 220,000 miles, baby.
Ooh,
I drove that thing till the wheels came off.
That's a spaceship.
That shit, I was pushing
220,000
miles.
Whoa.
I know. I was pushing that thing. I had it from high school.
She lapped America.
Fuck you,
$250,000.
Y'all ate shit.
You got $65 worth of gas? Go to Jupiter right now.
Gotta go see that last ring, nigga.
I hate y'all. Before we get into this week's horrible decision, I want to let you guys know that this week's episode is also brought to you by Blue Chew. baby. So we talked about Blue Chew on this show. If you guys don't want a dick situation like Jameer just talked about, you can go ahead and get on with BlueChew.com. What they do is they will help you last longer. It'll help you stay harder longer. And it's just good if you guys are probably having issues getting up.
Listen, you can go ahead. If a sore pussy is your goal, get a Blue Chew. Ooh. Because I have experienced this. I could barely walk after I got chewed out.
I'm excited for our listeners only with using our promo code HORRIBLE. That's HORRIBLE. You actually get the motherfucking product for free and only have to pay $5 shipping and handling. So all you do is go to bluechew.com. That is B-L-U-E, like the color, chew, C-H-E-W.com, and use promo code HORRIBLE and only pay $5.
Let us know what happens to you. Maybe you can be a part of the sex injury episode that's coming up.
That sound good.
Used it. I'm not sure if it worked, but I talked about my wildest, nastiest, kinkiest night on here, and he took a Blue Chew that night, and he fucked me 10 times and came and fucked two girls at the sex club. So I asked him, has he ever done it before? I'm like, nigga, you just busted 12 times within a 12-hour time frame.
Is this Bruce Banner?
Listen.
Nigga turned green?
He wasn't the Hulk. I promise, nigga.
This shit is FDA approved. That's what's wild about it.
It is.
I'm used to getting gas station dick with that fucking pill they be
on me.
Would it be like, you know what I'm saying? The little gas station pill.
That was the horny go weed.
One of my niggas used to always say this shit to me, like, you know, you see how hard you make me, and then I saw the fucking pill in the trash can.
No.
My ego was so bruised.
Yeah. You said, this ain't me, this the bodega.
It's not. It's nothing to do with my pussy.
So I want to get into our horrible decision this week. And the horrible decision this week actually goes against one of the topics we recently talked about. Shout out to Eddie DeLaSepi.
Mm-hmm. I love Eddie. He was amazing.
We talked about ghosting briefly with him, and so because we always talk about how important communication is, I wanted to have the conversation with you two about how to end casual relationships, like the classy bitch you are. I want to shout out to saltyworld.net. This is where it comes from them. So I wanted to start off simple. I guess, are you two currently dating or not dating?
Not dating.
Not really.
Okay. So, but you're not in a relationship.
No.
Okay. So the first person that we're going to talk about how to end the relationship with is called the wrongdoer. This person is a guy or girl who gave you a bad vibe after one date or interaction. Anyone with unsolicited you ups energy, or Trump supporters. let's just go ahead and get that out the way. So basically, this is how maybe you just met them on Tinder. You guys have a date and you realize he just wasn't it. How do you end that relationship without ghosting them? We're trying to be the mature people here now. So without just leaving them cold, what do you say to a person that you have one interaction, one date with, and it just didn't go well?
Oh, we just gonna wait for me to talk. Gotcha. I don't know. I've never been in that situation. I've always, like, if it was just a bad vibe, I've always ghosted.
Oh, you're a ghost. You're a ghoster like me.
If it's a bad vibe, yeah.
Yeah, if it's a bad vibe. I thought that's what it was, right?
Yeah, it
is.
But if it just was, like, bland, I
don't
ghost.
Oh, yeah, I don't ghost if it's bland. If it's a bad vibe, though, I owe you nothing.
That was the conversation with ghosting that we talked about. Like, but I think it got to deeper, and we're going to go into maybe more profound relationships on how you end it. So the next one is the failed bone. So this one, maybe you had bad kissing. It stinks. The vibe was also off, or one that we talk about often, maybe their limits preclude your kinks from being fulfilled. So,
that's interesting, but go ahead.
Have you ever talked to someone who maybe you guys finally got into the sex conversation, you've been on a couple dates, and you realize that this person is not going to be able to match you in the bedroom?
No, it was already too late. Legs up full of regret. Why am I here? He done talked me into it. And that's why he got a good conversation, because he know he got nothing else.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You're taking this time away from me.
Have you ever had sex so bad that you start to, like, be like, you know what? Dinner was great, though. And he...
you start to look at the bright side.
He is hilarious. Maybe we could go, because he was fun. I'd be doing that shit. But so, I tell people when they're not so sexually compatible.
So then let me ask you, since now you done skipped, y'all went to having sex. So the sex is bad, and you decide, you know what, I don't really want to have sex with this person ever again. How do you tell them this probably isn't going to happen again?
LOL, thank you.
So for me, I've actually done it like right after. I'll hit them with the he maybe thought he was spending the night. And I'm like, so what you doing tonight?
What you about to do?
What's happening here?
And I just sat there with regret that, damn, I just gave this nigga pussy. And it just wasn't just good.
It's crazy because I always figured, like, when sex is just okay, it's, like, mutually bad. But, like, No.
It's not mutually
having
bad.
Having a good time.
They be thinking they about to hit it all week. Time. I'm going to come over tomorrow. No, nigga. I done fucked someone who thought he laid it down so good, he thought I was cooking him breakfast the next morning. And
so
I was confused.
Where the maid? And no. It's my little French toast.
Nah, it wasn't good like that.
No. I'm angry. That's what you smell like.
That's me. Here's another one that I think is good. This one is referred to as the best intentions. Okay. So this person was super sweet, but just didn't do it for you. So this maybe leads into maybe they thought
that's the worst.
They thought things were going great. Yeah. How do you end it with someone where maybe you know they think it's going somewhere and you're like, this really
ain't
going
nowhere. Broke up with my reverend, but we didn't sleep together.
I'm sorry.
Of course you didn't.
Give some backstory.
Please.
I don't know if I should say his name. I don't think I should say his name.
No names,
he has
bitch.
A fire name. I think that's the only way.
Almost. You fuck Creflo Dollar.
No, I'm done with you.
All right, Reverend Randy, what happened?
What happened with the Reverend, Latasha?
Dollar?
We're not an outing pod, but we need to hear about Reverend Randy, bitch.
Reverend Randy.
Did you meet him at the congregation?
Of course. I met him in church.
What a fucking whore.
I was a dashing 24-year-old aspiring model. He was a debonair reverend running the congregation. I think he was 49 or something like that.
Okay.
He was fine, right?
Salt and pepper.
I was like older. Yeah. I like older men.
Me too.
He took me on an awkward day. It was so awkward. He was really nice and it was sweet, but I was like, I don't want to do this. Like, he a little too old. He hit me with the linen pants and the sandals. Like, you know,
we crossed
a line, a threshold that I wasn't quite prepared for. So.
And so how did you cut it off with him?
I think I texted him. I was like, hey, I used really beautiful words. I was like, I'm transitioning right now. I'm moving into like a different like path, and this is just not like working. And I
want y'all
to
know
that
she's not transitioning her sex. This is a sex podcast.
And I identify.
You're not in transition.
Yeah, I identify with my biological body. And
you
just
said, I have other things I'm working on.
Yeah. And so I tried to sneak to the church because I had to drop off like a tithe or something. And he was there and I was trying to avoid him. So I was like, give him like the quick walks to get out of there. He chased me and followed me. He's like, hey, what's a weird text you sent me? What's going on? I'm like, yeah, things are just like weird for me right now. I'm like, I'm like a bad place. And like, it's just like not, and I just don't want to like drag you into it.
That's the worst.
We always tell them that it's not you, it's me.
But it is, that they're good people.
It is.
Yeah.
I don't know who it was. I think it was Gia. Shout out to To and Fro. Miss Gia posted something and she was like, I'm so tired of people saying, oh, he's a good guy, why'd you let that go? Like, just because he's a good guy doesn't mean he's a good guy for me.
That's a fact.
And that is so much pressure sometimes from people when they try to tell you how great somebody is. Like, you know, I'm dating someone now that is like all over the place, but me too. And that shit is compatible.
We were all sold the lie. That's why nice guys kill us at school.
Right. I mean, we are constant Whitney and Bobby, but it works.
Can you not?
That's why they do. They deserve to have us. And if they can't, shotgun to the face.
There's somebody there for you. It's just not me. And I'm not a cheater.
Stop me when I have lied.
Listen.
Stop me when I have lied.
Listen.
That is a take.
The whole.
Not one.
All of us are problematic this show. The next one is the ultimatum.
Yeah.
You like them, but you have to lay down the law. Ultimatums are best served in person, but if you feel you need to get one off your chest in a controlled setting, there's a way to text it. People bashing as a form of communication, but it can be an excellent tool. So one of the examples that they give for the ultimatum is, I really like you, but being poly or being monogamous, only seeing you very late night once a week isn't working for me. What would you prefer? And what do you think? So it's pretty much laying down the line as what you expect out of a relationship. And if that person isn't going to give it to you, how you then successfully end that relationship.
Yeah. I've definitely been in that situation. It was more like
I was up front with basically going through something and kind of working through the pain and the transgression, everything that was going on, and not being able to be a whole, like 100% emotionally available. And they kept trying to hit me with the, well, then you can't be taking me out and we can't be doing this and we can't be doing that. And I was like, cool, got you.
And it was just like, that.
Yeah, because
that's how it should be.
I can no longer compromise myself or my happiness or my healing for somebody else. It just don't work like that.
I agree.
And I'm front with you and let you know everything that's going on. And then don't give me no, oh, well, what are we doing? Going to therapy. That's what I'm
saying. I know she acted the way I acted when I hit my big toe. She was like, that's cool. You know?
Boys got high just right now. Boys got real high. I wanted to ask the last one before we get into the whole mail to Jameer. Yeah. So you just got out of a relationship that lasted years.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know that when a lot of people are in a relationship 4 years with someone, they feel like because they put so much time into the relationship that they owe it to themselves to continue to try the relationship, even if it may or may not be over.
Yeah.
So I want to know how you go about ending a relationship that kind of has lived its life out. And you know that it's dead, but you kind of don't want to leave it.
I think it's hard as fuck. Mainly because, like, it's not that you don't love this person. It's like both of our energies right now are bringing or keeping us at a ceiling where we don't need to be. And we need to remove ourselves from a toxic space. Like, I was toxic. At times, she was toxic. So we needed to separate. And I had to make that hard decision after being with somebody who you thought you was going to marry at one point.
Right.
To leave not only the relationship, but leave, like, everything. You leaving, I left, you know, years, almost a decade on and off.
How old are you?
30. Yeah.
And how long have you been single now?
Almost a year.
Do you find that, like, since you're... Well, you've been a relationship person for so long that, like, dating is hard because you don't get it.
You know what's difficult? Sex. Sex is very difficult because
in what way?
You're so used to being intimate. Intimacy is such a big part of sex for me now. When I was in college, I didn't have to look at you. Right. I didn't have to kiss you. I didn't have to touch you.
Why do you feel like you can't be intimate now?
Well, no, I'm saying I can, but everybody doesn't deserve that level of intimacy.
Agreed.
You can't just be snacking on everybody's ass. You know what I'm saying? There's a level of intimacy and comfortability you got to be with somebody.
I think comfortability is like the big thing for me.
Definitely.
Like I'm no longer interested or desired to fuck 24/7, which is the person who I've been fucking for the last 7 years. Mm-hmm. I know. We'll talk about it. And so even with that, I told my friend, even as I was coming back from the airport, I was going through my phone because I don't fuck anyone else in New York. And literally going through my phone, realizing I don't have anyone, knowing that there's people on my phone I could call just to drop off dick. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, is this person, am I going to feel comfortable? Do I want them in my bed? Do I want them in my space? I haven't had someone over my house in so long that wasn't him, really. Well, exactly. Outside of Canadian Bay, but he don't even count. That nigga been in the picture for like 6 years. But now that I have no local anybody, I'm just... in that space now where I'm just like, damn, finding someone new is going to be hard. This person for the last 6-7 years, we've learned each other's bodies.
Right.
So even if there wasn't the level of intimacy that someone may think as far as kissing or, you know, the things that we didn't really do, the comfortability level that I had with him, I feel like I'm never going to find that with somebody. And it's going to take so long to get that again.
Yep.
And so I could see how you don't want to dive into just having sex with someone because it's going to be different. Is it even going to be good?
Different, right.
Am I even going to enjoy it?
Right. Then I'm giving out boyfriend dick to everybody and it's just like.
You can't give grade A dick. That's
and
true.
No, and I don't. Like,
what's ultimatums?
What's boyfriend dick?
Boyfriend dick, like, whew,
I hate you.
I'm touching your. You know, like, men can feel when you just touch somebody's soul.
You got that kundalini.
You got the kundalini.
Oh my god, I just took
that
class.
You got the dick where they making you breakfast in the morning.
No, what? Yeah, okay. But it's a certain look. Like somebody can't believe what you're doing to them, and you look them in the eye. And you're like, oh, I've gone too far.
You know when I know I'm getting fucked like that? When instead of moaning, it's like the word is ha. Ha!
Right, exactly, right. And you're just looking.
And I'm like, oh, no.
It's like, you breathing? You good?
I think the only piece of advice I could give you for that, like, I've dated people. Like, I'm a person that, like, generally, like, I'm the emotional one on this show. I make the joke that I'm an emo hoe because I really can try to connect on deeper levels. I think for me, the way that I found good partners, I mean, right now I'm mainly sleeping with one person, but I do have great connections with other people. And it's because I really built friendships and deeper. Like when I wanted to fuck them, I didn't. I kind of waited for it to grow a little bit stronger.
That's dope.
And it's like, it could seem like you're playing games, but it takes a long time to see if you vibrate on the same frequency as somebody else. Like, I don't need to have that connection with someone that I feel like is a soulmate. I mean, like, I have friends I connect with like that. Doesn't mean it'll be romantic. And I think we could all have sexual partners that we connect with like that. It just does take time. And I think, like, the longer it gets, you're like, oh, my God, like, I've been looking for somebody to fuck. Mm-hmm. Then you're horny. And then once you fuck someone and it wasn't that good, you're even more mad. That's the worst.
That's what I wasn't going to put up with that last night. I just wasn't. I wasn't going to be upset. And it's been too long since I've had dick. Like, it's been since October. It's fucking December. Even though it's only the second. Bitch, yes. We'll talk.
Oh, wow.
And so, to me, I'm just like,
good for you.
The fuck? What is going on? Well, even because we were on tour and then a bitch was on her period. Y'all know I ain't fucking on my period. So, I'm traveling and I'm thinking I should get dick because I'm in other cities and I can't. So there's that. But I wanted to get into the home mail before we get out of here. And this one is called, Am I Being Too Insecure?
Okay.
So, hey, ladies, longtime listener here. So I've been trying to figure this out on my own, but I'm giving up and coming for advice. I'm having trouble in my new paradise. Me and this dude have been seeing each other for a little over a month, and mostly everything is great. We get each other's personalities. He takes me out and shows me off, and sex is great. But he hasn't came when we fuck and when I give him head. He says that it's always been like this. I've asked him if I need to switch it up, and he says, I'm just a pleaser, and it's always been hard for me to come. We are both young. I'm 23 and he's 22, so we have a lot to learn about fucking in general, but bitch, I know I get off on pleasing my man, and my ego is taking some hits. I'm struggling to see this relationship moving anywhere if he doesn't come soon. I need some guidance. Shit. Y'all talk about the Blue Chew and other products that extend sex for quick-coming men. What about the opposite? I am tired of sucking dick and riding this man with no outcome. XOXO.
Oh, she wants outcome.
Our white patron number 4. This is
maybe it's the condom, and maybe he's trying to be respectful about not taking it off.
So I just had this incident, which is why I feel like I've gone with no sex. But there was also we were also highly intoxicated. But I recently just attempted to have sex, and it was after the club. We were really drunk, and we got hot and bothered. And I was like, "Oh, you got to get a condom." And he was rock hard as we were making out. I was rubbing his dick on my, like, I was hot and bothered. And as soon as he put the condom on,
he hates that.
And so then me being drunk, I got into it. I'm like, so is you fucking every bitch you fucking raw? What's going on? But she didn't mention on here if they were fucking unprotected or not.
Yeah.
So if I would say the condom is a good possibility.
I would hope so, for just a month.
That maybe is why he's not coming. Because I have been with men who can't come in a condom. So the thing that we've done is they'll fuck the goddamn shit out of me with the condom. And then when I'm done being fucked and they know that I've had enough of the sex, then we go into, okay, we'll suck my dick. And they'll come off head.
Right.
So there's roles like that. Mm. You can titty fuck. There's a lot of other things that you can do.
If you can help it, because I know it's a big ego bruise, tell him like to jerk off like... Like, let him
we
fuck
need to
the
find
out
what makes him finish. Because I feel like something like that, like he might, like sex could be boring for some guys. Like he might be into something extreme that she doesn't know about. Oh. He's coming from something.
Yeah,
possibly.
You got to look up his
is it octopus?
You got to see his ex
videos. I mean, but you know how to tease yourself.
Is it stepdaddy?
You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. I mean, to be honest, like I've touched my pussy like if. Vaginally, it's not the easiest thing for some women to have vaginal orgasm, so I don't mind touching my clit, and I hope niggas don't mind either, because I don't give a fuck. You fucking me and it feels good, I want to touch my clit, like whatever.
Yeah, you should.
Just like when a dude like pulls like they said, they pull out and they start jerking off to come, like I don't think that's crazy.
Nah, yeah,
that's crazy. So I think maybe try incorporating that. Tell him like some nasty shit, like you want to taste it.
He's
right?
He's so young to not be ejaculating.
Yeah, but yeah. It could be nerves.
It could be nerves, or it could be. And we've talked about this before. If you over consume yourself with porn or masturbation,
you become to the actual...
you know, it could actually affect you when you're having sex with someone because you're seeking a certain way of how you please yourself that this person maybe isn't doing.
That's exactly
I would say, especially because you are so young, and I know when I was 22, 23, the conversations that I was having about sex and what I was enjoying and not enjoying weren't being had as often with my partners. Mm-hmm. So I think that this may be something to where, even if you're uncomfortable, because you mentioned how young y'all are, y'all need to have a conversation like, what makes you come?
Yeah.
That's,
We need to.
And I think that needs to be an adult conversation.
She needs to write back.
Without making him feel bad.
She needs to write back.
You know, I need to see what the answer is.
I would love to start doing more follow up letters to those who have sent your home mail into horribledecisions@gmail.com. Let us know what happens with him.
And you're a patron. So if you do have this conversation, I would love for you to send us a message on your update on how the conversation went. And if it's Patreon, of course, we can find it easier. You send us an email, which I also like. So if you guys are interested and having your home mail read and getting your advice from us, because y'all be liking our advice, go ahead and send us an email to horribledecisions@gmail.com.
Shout out to y'all for believing. I mean, maybe it's just me. I have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about, honestly. I swear to God, I'd be reading the emails and I'd be like, I don't know. I'd be screenshotting this shit to my friends. I'd be like, what would you say? All caps. Wow. I've done that so much. Because a lot of the home mails sometimes are things I would say. Like,
got you.
When we first started our show, like, I would say the first year, I was, like, in a situationship but didn't know if I was, and I was super confused. So we'd have people write in, and I'm like, huh, yeah, well, what do you guys...
What would you say first, and then I'll answer last.
but we're not experts, and I think we definitely say that often. Like, it's just, listen, don't take it with a grain of salt, and don't consult your tax accountant or lawyer.
Like, I don't know.
Off the things that we say, okay? I want to thank both of you guys for joining us. This has been fun and funny.
You guys are fun.
Y'all are dope. I love you guys. 2020 is coming up. So I guess before we get out of here, where can our listeners find you, and do you have any projects coming up that they should look out for?
Find me on YouTube, Just Latasha Channel. Watch my web series, Sit Black and Relax. And I'm coming out with something fire next year.
I'm excited. Sit Black and Relax. That is such a good name.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Before you got it.
She's creative as fuck.
Funny and talented for the right motherfucker.
A lot of people can't do that, bro. Shout out to you.
She's talented.
Oh, it's time.
I'm excited. She gonna help me get in my acting bag next year. So we're doing a little creative series. I'm excited. So look forward to everything that Latasha got coming forward.
Yeah, if you need me to play Dirty Nigga on the Couch, let me know.
Yo, shut up, Jameer.
I'm very talented at sleeping on couches and playing PlayStation.
Just play Quiet Nigga on the Couch.
That's where you shine. You guys can find me at Jameer Pond, JameerPond on Instagram and Twitter. If you are over 40, ladies, you can find me on Facebook if you look good. Send me that friend request.
I wanted to ask you, are we getting another season of Black Coffee?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know? I have no idea.
Like
I
the
DJ, like, but I don't huh? work there.
Like
work
the
there.
DJ, Black Coffee?
No. It's a BET series. Like the DJ, but it's a show on BET.
Oh, nigga. I was like, that's you?
Yeah, you thought I was Black Coffee the
nigga
DJ?
Fly.
Actually, I also go by
Elsa Moonlight ass.
I might have heard of
him. Well, I want to say keep doing, especially what you're doing over with the BuzzFeed content.
Yeah. Oh,
it's super dope.
Oh, we got
so funny.
Your creative shit. What is it? The Cocoa Butter.
Shout out to Cocoa Butter. Yeah,
did you see Trey Melvin did a spoof of Cocoa Butter?
No, I did not.
He's a huge YouTuber and he made a spoof of Black Onies Try Each Other's Sweet Potato or something like that. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
So funny. So if you guys see the things that normally go viral on Twitter, because you're that fucking dope.
Black Twitter.
But it is Black Twitter. But were you a part of the the Auntie's Trying the Sweet Potato Pie? I saw one with potato salad.
Yeah.
I saw one.
Yeah, oh, thank you.
It's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I saw the one with the fried chicken.
You can tell a Jameer idea when it hit the timeline. It's like, that's my friend. It comes from my friend's mind.
Black as fuck.
What's the most nigga thing I could do today?
I don't know anyone who like loves and is as knowledgeable as much as they love it as Jameer. Like when it comes to black culture, he is a connoisseur of black culture.
So white girls are at the dating table for you?
Wait. Please tell me, because listen, I have to stick up. Sorry for my pumpkin lovers. Don't tell me you were a part of getting black people to try pumpkin spiced.
Well, that was over in L.A. We have a L.A. office, okay, and we have a New York
offended.
Office.
I felt offended.
They liked it, though.
They liked some things, but they was shaming the pumpkin and the pumpkin spice. And I'm one.
I
just
think
so
it's
you
the
know,
connotation, though.
Just
like
so
pumpkin spice makes you think Caucasian.
And that's fine. Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's
you fine. Think
just I've never tried pumpkin myself.
Well, I'm one of those that, like, I'm at Starbucks. Anything with pumpkin on the menu, I'm getting it. I just went to the grocery store, and they had pumpkin bagels. Never had it in my life. I bought it.
You picked it
they,
up?
They have pumpkin cream cheese. Bought it. I'm one of those.
Why do
that? I want
to draw a line.
I'm one of those.
Shit just thinking about it.
Yeah. I love it. It's
that's a little bit of the flu.
Was it orange?
The rest of it is the pumpkin. I love black women.
Yeah.
Black
but before we get out of here, guys.
I need to come back to that. Just before. We couldn't leave on a cliffhanger like that.
No.
Stay in the white women.
Wait a second.
Let me come back.
Wait a minute.
Love black women.
Sorry, Sarah.
Say that shit, King. Say that shit. Before we get out of here, I want to let you guys know that once again we have added a second show for New York City. So that is January 25th at Sony Hall. We is looking forward to see all of y'all. If you guys have not yet purchased your VIP tickets, there may still be available. At this point, I'm not sure. Them shits go fast. But we are looking forward to seeing our New York whore hive amongst the Midwest and Texas. So on January the 18th, we are in Detroit. On January the 21st, we are in Cleveland. On January 22nd, we are in Chicago. On the 24th and 25th, we are right here, home base in New York City. And then we got 220 in Dallas, followed by 223 in Houston. We will be releasing more tour dates for our Southeast and our West Coast stops in January. So look forward to those dates. If you guys haven't yet, cop your tickets at horribledecisions.com. Also, I want to shout out to all of our patrons. Because of you, we are able to sell tour merch this motherfucking time around. So cop your tour merch. And once again, shout out to our patrons. For just $5 a month, you guys can cop not only merch, well, you can get it for free starting at $15 a month, but you guys get 3 bonus episodes. So not only do you guys hear us every Monday, but 3 times a month, you guys get an extra episode. So that's 7, sometimes 8 episodes a month, depending on how many Mondays fall in that
also,
motherfucking
month. Also, hella tea and me crying on Patreon. It's basically what Patreon is to me. I get in my feelings. I'm like, oh, my God.
Aw,
so for the thing, if y'all thought we were vulnerable here, if you become a patron, you kind of get to get more in our business. I haven't even talked about him on the show yet, but I do have someone called PhD in my life right now. So I am dating somebody. He just lives cross country.
To the top tier patrons, $15 patrons, you get our exclusive Patreon only merch. There's also a group chat that is wild. Someone's tits are in there. I don't know what's going on. It's a lot. I go in there, and every time I'm in there, I'm like, oof, this is nasty.
How do Jameer and I get an invite to the group chat?
Yeah,
we'll you gotta on. come a patron.
Yeah, I just wanna,
fuck that. Y'all gotta become patrons.
Okay, all right.
But become a patron. The content I do post porn. We have porn sleepers that get posted by
that's
our community.
Great. Shout out to K Speed.
Yes, absolutely. And so if you guys want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/horribledecisions. We are an 18 plus platform, so it does become hard to find. So once again, go to patreon.com/horribledecisions. And we're going to leave you guys off with a 5-minute bonus clip from one of our patron episodes. So I want to thank once again, Latasha and Jameer for finally joining us. I think we've been talking about this
for
over a year.
Yes.
So I'm really glad to finally bring you guys on. Check out their platforms. And once again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye. It's funny because what you're saying with just the difference in the guys you're talking to, like that's kind of
two different guys.
Me too. So I have PhD in Aries. PhD, although like, you know, he's in the space that he is professionally, he has a 9-to-5. So we're talking about what's going on with his job and his career and stuff like that. And we done had so many arguments about who's fucking buying flights and who's not and just the shit like that because he's not used to buying flights. He's like, women have flown here and when you get here, I take care of everything. And I'm like, well, my niggas buy my flight and take care of everything. And then I'm talking to Aries. We're literally 36 hours into talking. I tell him the places I'm going this month. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to Boston, Detroit, and Puerto Rico and Orlando. And he's like, well, I really want to see your show, so let me know which city I should pull up to. That's it. He's like, I'll get my ticket now. Like, I really want to see one of your shows, and I think it'll be fun. And I'm like, look how different that is. Like,
He's just willing to pull up. I hate to say it, but what? I know it's not. You're not saying it, so you don't think. But I'm not gonna front. In my experience, older niggas do know how to fucking move.
Like, yeah, well,
they don't waste time.
So, but and they are 10 years apart. One is 29, the other's 39. But it's just like I was like, he's like, I told you, I was assertive.
That's like argument would piss me off.
But you said Aries is more like you, right?
Aries, as far as what he wants with talking to a woman, is exactly where I'm at. He's like, I just want consistency. He's like, consistency and connection are what I'm looking for right now. He's like, pussy, I can get that. He's like, so if there's no connection or I don't want to be around you and you're not consistent, he's like, because I'm not going to text you more than you text me. I'm not going to call you more than you call me. He's like, there needs to be a mutual interest. Literally everything that I fucking say came out of his mouth. And I was just like, have you been eavesdropping on my fucking calls? Like, this was literally just my conversation with my friends. So I don't know. We'll see where it goes. I mean, I'm not going to pressure anything, but he's beautiful. Like, well, both of them are very handsome men. But yeah, I'm excited. One does have kids, one doesn't. So,
I mean, you know, one's older.
But one is local, one isn't. So the fact that I'm even entertaining someone that I'm thinking long term and that nigga lives in fucking Portland. And then I have one that's local.
I'm going to be honest with you. I would have get annoyed about the plane thing. And I know I said like the DC thing, I would have just grabbed it. I still stand by that. But Portland to me is different.
But the flight is $260. So it's not much. Well, it's $100 more than the flight.
The price. But I'm saying not the price for the deep team. The DC thing to me was very like, yo, come. Like, he didn't, to me in his mind, he didn't. New York to DC, if I lived in Portland, I'd be like, oh, it's the same shit. Just show up. Like, it's a train, like, whatever. Like, I wouldn't think of something that small. But because you're going across country and now you're coming to me, like, I would expect him to pay. But for some reason, the way that you brought up the DC thing, like he said it, like, yo, it's my birthday trip, just come, da da da. I could see him skipping around paying it because it's a different thing. I don't know why it felt different to me.
Yeah.
Maybe because it was very close.
Well, that's the thing,
like,
too.
Like, for
so
Philly,
we just
even, right? Like,
forth.
If a nigga lived in Philly, he wouldn't be like, let me keep getting this $40. Like, you wouldn't think about it. I didn't know how much it was to go to DC. I thought it was a $40 train. I know it's more now.
It's $100 each way. So the train was actually more expensive than my flight was.
Yeah.
Which is why I took
But
the
I really
flight.
Didn't know that. I really thought DC was
no,
like a.
No, and then I've gone to Philly because I got a nigga in Philly. And when he's paid for my train to Philly, depending on how last minute it is, sometimes it's like $80, $90 each way. So, especially because it's Amtrak, I'm not hopping
so
on Megabus.
Who got the flight?
I did. Mm. I did because my friends, I called my friend that wasn't my normal go-to friend. And she's like, bro, you spend that on drinks. You spend that when you go eat. Sure. I've been with you, and you're buying rounds for 10
you
people at a time.
You said there was a guy, I don't know what you called him, but I don't want to say the city because I don't know if you brought it up. Remember you cut him off?
Oh, him. Yes.
You said, if something started going with this guy, I would be flying myself.
Yes.
That's what you said.
Yes. So that's where we're having the dilemma now is it's not the fact that it's buying the ticket, especially because my friend was like, bro, you have it. You really not going to like fuck with a guy over $200 that you actually really like.
Yeah.
So the dilemma is